Blog Talk Radio.
Go!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast 2009. It's almost over. It looks like we all made it. Well, except for the drummer of Avenged Sevenfold. Stay away from drugs, kids, and shitty music.
Whoa. Who knew that Chuck Blandington had an opinion on music?
Well, everybody's got an opinion of it on Avenged Sevenfold.
That's interesting. So he's saying that it wasn't actually drugs that killed him. It was the band he played in.
Yeah.
And because the band was shitty.
He finally listened to one of their albums. He's like, I've just been showing up to the studio and drumming. I didn't know what the hell they were putting in it.
This is what I've been playing.
Man.
I can't live life anymore. No, but it says that he died of natural causes.
Yeah,
naturally, he died from cocaine.
Yeah. Right. No, the band were notorious cokeheads.
That means he put the cocaine into a tortilla wrap before doing it. That's natural.
Oh, it was natural.
Well, like, the way I look at it is that, what's it called? He probably died of a heart attack.
Oh.
And it's like, it's not an overdose. That's, a heart attack is natural causes, but the reason you had a fucking heart attack is because you're fucking doing coke all the time, you know?
That's kind of shiesty, man.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the toxicology report is inconclusive.
Mm.
So we'll know more in a few weeks, but whatever.
I should get Monk to go and look at his body.
Isn't Monk, doesn't he have like OCD and doesn't like dirty things? Like,
yeah.
That guy probably has like every STD known to man.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
STDs?
No,
sexually
Monk.
Transmitted diseases.
Monk.
It's a TV show.
Monk is?
Oh.
Why are you so shaky, Noah?
It's a great show.
Are you on cocaine? Are you about to die of natural causes?
I might have a heart attack in just a little bit.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, everybody. I'm Rob. I'm joined by 3D. It's this guy.
Hi.
He has a...
I'm still doing my intro. Don't interrupt me. Noah is the one interrupting me.
Rob pointed at me at when he said, this. That's him. He pointed at me.
That's this guy. That was my cue for you to say something funny.
Rob, I got a joke for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Noah.
Interrupting.
I'm a bitch! You like that. You like that.
I like it.
Right off the dome.
The guy with the humor, that's Sid. And we have a phone number if you want to give us a call and be made fun of by us. Our number is 646-929-1357. Every caller wins a CD if we like you.
Yeah.
And if they want to take it. Because we still have the Shadows Fall CD to give.
We're not giving out the Shadows Fall CD this week. We're giving out a mystery CD instead.
Avenged Sevenfold?
No Avenged Sevenfold CD.
Those are collector's items now.
But
you can snort cocaine off of them.
It's true.
Once when we posted that Avenged Sevenfold thing, our the comments blew up with people, like a lot of people taking the who gives a shit about this faggot approach, or like the good, I wish all of them die, you know, like kind of insensitive stuff.
So both sides are negative.
I posted the comment.
And then no, there were some other people that were like actual fans and, you know, defending them and such.
Oh, big deal.
Which side are you on?
So, but one side was like, I don't care. Another side was, good, he's dead. There was like nobody saying.
No. There were definitely people.
There were a couple of 13-year-olds that were upset.
Oh. Is that their fan base, 13-year-olds?
I assume so.
Young people.
Right?
I mean, they're.
Actually, you know what? I think Frank likes them.
The rape shofar.
No, it's the funeral shofar.
These guys have been raping ears for a long time.
I didn't know.
I like that this post got 30 horns up, so I guess people are really happy that.
I gave it a horns up.
It's like on Facebook when you can only like something.
Yeah.
No, oh, my aunt just died. Like. But I'm feeling better.
Yeah, no horns down on Metal Injection. That's a.
We keep things positive.
But also, there's a lot of people that are like, you know, RIP Rev, blah, blah, blah.
But also, a lot of people, you can't put your horns down. Like, that looks stupid.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
That's what people do.
It's on metal.
When you're playing the Texas Longhorns in college football and you're against them, you do the horns down. And it's like,
is that
they're,
really
they're going down. Yeah.
Just making that up?
No, that they do that because the horns up is the Texas Longhorns.
That's like the Crips crossing the B's out in a word, right?
Yep. Pretty much.
You know a lot about gang signs.
Yeah.
You're looking at me. but he's the one that was talking about gangs.
She thinks the Longhorns are a gang. That's why. I didn't know what you were talking about. That's college football.
That's the Rams horns.
Maybe I'm looking at you so you could agree with me. Because I'm talking about Darren.
No, the Longhorns.
Why does it matter where I look, where I talk?
What
does that even mean?
No, it doesn't even smoke, or at least
the Longhorns are a college football team, and the Crips are a gang of people that kill people. And
okay.
I was comparing the Crips to the Longhorns.
Oh, so I just didn't understand because I'm a sports person.
You're right.
So
there are girls who are into sports.
Back to the Avenged Sevenfold post. In the comments, one Mammoth Commander wrote, "Does this mean they'll break up finally?" And then the following post by WarNerve6661 is, "Mammoth Commander, I hope your whole family dies for that statement, you immature fuck. This is truly devastating news. R.I.P. Jimmy." Now,
fuck is Jimmy?
The guy that died, the drummer of Avenged Sevenfold.
I thought his name was Reb.
That's his nickname. WarNerve, all he said was he wants the band to break up. He didn't wish death on anyone. And why are you wishing death on the whole family? You know, that's a little much.
That would suck if your brother said something real fucked up and you caught a heart attack, you know, because someone wished it on you.
Yeah.
What the fuck did I do?
People are wishing heart attacks on Rob all the time. It hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, well, soon. At the rate I'm going. Anyway, we have a caller. First caller of the night. 801, a familiar area code. Let's see who this is. 801, you're on the air. What's your name?
Oh.
Going once.
801.
Silent treatment.
Going twice.
801.
Oh, no, they're just...
Soul to the man in the bonnet.
They're just having their moment of silence, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess.
Hopefully keeps up the silence.
Mammoth Commander responded, and he goes, "It's not like I don't feel bad for the guy's friends and family." See? Mammoth Commander has a heart.
I don't know. If you're friends with somebody in Avenged Sevenfold, I feel it's guilt by association. Family, you don't have a choice. But friends...
Didn't someone also write, like, "Rest in peace, Rev, rest in peace, Dime"? Like, what the fuck does Dime have to do with this? Didn't, like, the dude from Evil also die, so why shouldn't he have "rest in peace"?
Because only you like that band.
What about Brittany Murphy? She also died.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, like the whole slew of people that have died this year.
Ed McMahon.
What band was Brittany
Murphy
in?
Oh, yeah, he did die.
Every band's locker room. I have backstage dressing room.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you were like, you know, I mean, 5 years later or whatever it is, you still can't talk about Dimebag.
Well, I do, but I get reprimanded for it.
Well, I couldn't believe, like, well, we did a little skit and about, like, it mentioned Dime. It wasn't even like, haha, we're glad
you did.
It was a
little minute.
Yeah. It was like, you know, the Russian guys they were stupid. Like, they didn't know his name or something.
Yeah.
I forgot even exactly.
Said something about him being in Van Halen.
Yeah, they thought he was in Van Halen.
Yeah, yeah, right. They didn't know what band he was in.
Even though, like, Van Halen was one of his favorite bands.
Right, but it was like
a big deal. Like, I'm sure he would have loved that joke.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. The emails were like, you know, like we were making fun of Jesus Christ.
So this is what it takes to get metalheads offended.
Come on.
Ridiculous. Rob, just to make sure, Dimebag Darrell's still dead, right?
Yeah, he's still dead.
Cool.
We
don't need zombie Dimebag running amok.
No, that would be bad.
That would be awesome.
All the songs in like super slow motion because he's a zombie.
That'd be
can't
awesome.
Coordinate.
If I get attacked by any zombie, his zombie would be like...
Yeah. He'd have to like take breaks in the middle of solos to like eat brains.
You just walk over to Phil and Selmo and eat his brains.
I don't think he has.
Get your brain eaten.
Too many holes in his brain.
Yeah. It's like Swiss cheese brain.
Yeah.
It's like you could add it to the sandwich, but that's not the main brain.
Main brain?
Yeah.
Insane in the main brain?
He is.
Anyway.
Pun hour.
It's the last live cast of the year and of the decade.
We're giving away a lot of prizes. I don't know why people aren't calling for free shit.
No, fuck them. But,
So now we're punishing them and not
giving
anything?
Well, no, if they want to call in, the number is 646-929-1357. But other than that, it was Christmas last week, a few days ago. How was all of your Christmases being Jews?
I celebrated Christmas.
Yeah? Did you get any good stuff?
We did this, I forgot what it's called, but like a, fuck, I don't remember. Okay, you get a gift. No.
Secret Santa?
It wasn't Secret Santa, because like...
Not so Secret Santa?
You pick numbers, and then you go and you take the number...
A raffle?
I think it's called a white elephant or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, anyway.
You had to buy something for someone based on the number, right?
No, you just buy.
You just bring a gift and then you get a gift.
Yeah, and then you just get like a random gift and then you could steal it from somebody else.
Oh, isn't that what is it? Yankee Swap, something like that? Isn't that what it's called?
I don't understand that. But
I don't know.
So anyway,
is your significant other Jewish?
He's half Jewish and half Italian.
So is he like more Italian? Does he celebrate?
They only really celebrate Christmas and Easter.
I walked in here and there's like wreaths all over the front door.
Yeah, our landlord put those up.
I didn't know that your Chinese landlord was Catholic or Christian.
I don't know what to do.
He's a church going man.
Because I came last year, it was like
Buddhist.
It was like the only house on the street that was bare of any decoration.
No, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I walked in. I couldn't even
see your door when I came in.
I came home as he was putting those up a few weeks ago, and he's just like, "Yeah, I was bored."
Did you offer to help him?
No.
What?
I live upstairs.
So anyway, so finish your story. So what'd you get, Noah?
Oh, I just got a popcorn maker.
Oh, well, why don't you bring it over?
I totally should have. I'm an idiot.
Selfish cunt.
Jeez.
Next time.
How about you, Darren? I know what Sid did. We just sat, watched movies, and ordered Chinese food. That was all he could do.
We watched A Christmas Story, Bad Santa. Bad Santa is still one of the laugh-out-loud funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
So
Royal Tenenbaums we watched.
Yes, which is still my favorite movie ever.
Good. How about Elf? You like Elf?
I like it, but Bad Santa is just so hilarious.
I should really see it because I'm a big fan of Will Ferrell.
I think it's great. I don't think it's okay.
Bob Newhart.
Yeah? Oh, Bob Newhart's in it? Yeah. Wow.
Briefly.
Zooey Deschanel.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
James Caan.
But yeah, I think I've watched more movies in the last week than I have all year, because that's all that was that could have been done.
There was nothing
to do. Everyone's out, like all the goyims are with their family celebrating Christmas.
But you know,
no one's doing anything. Go ahead. No, I'm done.
Well, there's a funny thing. You should say that, because you know where I live is all Jews.
Right.
When you go out to the main street by where I live on Christmas Day, it's like they parade themselves around. Like, it's our day.
Yeah, it's like that SNL song at Christmas time for the Jews. It really is like that.
They really do. They run around like just, you know.
Drink their sweet-ass wine.
So all the stores were open and everything?
Yes. Wide open.
Do the women hike up their skirts a little bit?
Except that it was Friday.
So it's the shop.
Everything closes. At like, but during the daytime, boy, oh man, it was like 34th Street in Manhattan.
Jeez,
funny.
Except everything was wholesale, because the Jews like their bargains, don't we, Noah?
I like bargains. All right, 801 is back on the line.
About to get raped by the rape shofar.
Hello,
801. Can you hear us now?
Yeah. I just called and I left my phone. I went to the bathroom and I didn't even put myself in the queue. It just put itself there. So that's
number
probably
one,
why.
Two.
Why don't you just take the phone into the bathroom?
Because I'm not Sid.
Was it,
you're not dedicated like me. I see. Thank you for admitting it. Again.
Poop or pee?
It was just a piss.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What was your name again, 801? I forgot.
Eggers.
Eggers, right. Did you get our present that we sent last week? Did that come yet?
No, I haven't got that CD yet, but the thing is, yesterday I did get a weird, like, CD that was addressed to me. It was something called Spectro, and it's this really weird, like, electro CD. So did you actually send that because you couldn't find the anti-gamma CD?
I definitely did not send that.
What did it say? Was there a return address on the envelope?
I didn't really check the envelope. I just kind of tore it open and looked
inside.
There
was anthrax in it.
Oh.
No, maybe it wasn't even for you.
Anthrax. They're a good band.
No, I definitely sent the anti-gamma CD, and there were some metal injection stickers in there as well. So.
Oh, all right, like, cool.
Maybe your parents.
And some Anthrax.
Maybe your parents really wanted that CD, and they took it.
They just switched
and
with
they
you.
Switched it, they, yeah. Because they ordered that other CD from Columbia House, and they just wanted to fool you.
Does Columbia House still exist?
They put their old techno in
there. Yeah.
Your parents have techno?
Perhaps.
Hmm. By the way, Columbia House, I haven't seen that. They used to stuff my
It does exist. I just Googled it.
Oh, wow.
But just movies.
Oh,
it seems not.
Oh, right, because nobody buys music anymore.
No one bought it then from Columbia House either.
I did. I used to get the free deal and then cancel.
Yeah, but you didn't buy it.
Oh, no.
I've never, I always would get the 8 free CDs, and then I never bought those additional, like, 2 or 3 CDs that you'd have to buy.
They'd be like, you're contractually obligated to buy 1-2 CDs every year, and I'm like, hey, fuck you. What are you going to sue me? No, I'm not buying
that. That didn't work out too well for them.
Well, what they started doing after a while was they would charge you and send you a CD and charge you
on
a credit card, and you'd have
to Girls Gone Wild.
Right, you'd have to return it if you
sort of
want it. Yeah, it was pretty scammish.
But hey, their deal now is 3 DVDs for $1 each. That's not bad.
Yeah,
and then I'm sure you have to buy.
But it's only Little Rascals DVDs that they have.
Oh,
or Made in Manhattan.
I think Alfalfa was in that movie, right?
I have never watched that movie.
Me neither. Is Alfalfa still alive? Could we find out, Rob? Could you check?
So, Eggers, did you have a good Christmas? Did you get any good presents?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I got, Winter Wear and Trick or Treat on DVD, and I also got Kickboxer, a Van Damme movie.
A good one.
Oh, JCB would be happy. Probably in his lair right now, being very excited.
That's not my best work.
Did you say that you got underwear? Is that the first thing you
winter
got?
I got winter wear.
Oh, okay.
She got all excited for a second.
Eggers, how old are you?
18.
Okay, now we can get excited then. What's the age of consent in Utah?
I think it's 18 as well. I think Nevada had 16. I think.
In New York, it's 17.
Does Noah count as a MILF where you're from?
No.
What's the
minimum
age
for? I'm not
follow-up question. Follow-up question. How many mothers do you have?
I only have one.
Do you have any sister wives?
Sister wives.
No, my neighbor does, though.
What?
Oh, really?
Oh,
you know some more? What are they like?
Well, the thing is, apparently, and the thing is, he won't even really admit it. The thing is, I know it's another one of his wives, but he just calls her, it's my stepsister. Who knows? Maybe it is. Maybe it's also his wife and his stepsister.
How old is this dude?
He's, almost 40. He's not too old, but he's actually kind of young.
They have a bunch of kids running around?
No, actually, I think he's got, one kid.
Are the wives hot?
No.
Do you have any animals?
They're Mormons. They're not.
Well, Chloe Sevigny and
ants where I live. I don't have any ants where I live. I used to live in California.
Oh. Why'd you move?
Yeah.
Oh, because my dad lost his job, and the only thing he could get was up here.
That's a shame.
What does he do?
It's fine. Even though I think California, in a way, is a whole lot more beautiful, I know a whole lot more people here now, so I wouldn't move anyways.
That's good. As long as you're happy and not wanting to shoot everyone around you.
What?
I know.
Is SLC Punk your favorite movie?
I believe you asked him.
Did I really?
Yeah, you ran out of Utah.
What was,
last
do you
week.
Remember his answer?
I don't remember.
I'd rather stick to the Mormon stuff.
Yes.
They have weird shit, man.
Magic underwear.
Magic underwear, and they believe
marriage underwear that they. Oh, it's very weird. I actually know one of my friends is a Mormon. Is actually on a mission right now.
Mm-hmm. What do they do?
I don't really know much because the thing is, he can't really contact anyone. All I know is that he's spending 2 years. He spent half a year in Boston, now he's somewhere in Mexico, and he pretty much can only help people out. He can't listen to any form of music. He can't watch TV. It's fucking crazy.
Well, does he have to wear a male chastity belt? Remember that?
No, what's that?
Google it.
Yeah, we
talked about that.
Chastity
belt, I know what that is. I mean, I've seen
Tell
men
your friend
in a rough
that,
bed in tights.
Oh, yeah, they have been in that, too. Sort of like Magic Underwear. Isn't it the same deal? No?
I don't know the thing about the Magic Underwear. I think it's something, like, ceremonial during your marriage when you have to marry someone. Oh. They have, like, the specific underwear that you wear.
It's crotchless.
That's a lot of
questions.
They also believe that, like, God lives on a planet somewhere.
Yeah, a planet with all his wives. You could YouTube this weird-ass cartoon that, like, explains all of it, and it's almost as weird as Scientology. So
to me, that's
I'd rather befriend a Mormon than a Scientologist.
But I'm not saying it's not weird, because it is, but, like, is that really any stupider than, like, Christianity, though? I mean, to me,
pretty much.
I think it's more a testament to how gullible people were back in that time. Where, like, a dude could make up such a clearly bullshit story.
Uh-huh.
Like, one dude in America could make up such a bullshit story. People, like, he wouldn't
lie.
You
know what you can equate it to? Scientology and Mormonism? You can pretty much equate it to that Stephen King decided that he got bored of writing best-hit novels, and he goes, like, all right, I'm done with that. I want to be God. And you know
that's
people
what
follow him.
Did. Like, his writer buddies dare him to start a religion. He's like, all right.
Okay, watch this.
And he did?
But that's what I always laugh when, because the ones that shit on Mormons the most are Christians. And I'm like, dude, look what the fuck you believe in.
Yeah.
Like, a fucking guy came back from the dead, they rolled him out of a cave, and you go to the church and eat his fucking body every week and drink his blood.
It's like the pot calling the kettle fanatical.
And if you don't do what he says, you fucking burn in hell forever, yeah. You know, that's not, is that really that much smarter than the
it's
Magic Underwear?
It's just been mainstreamed through time more than Mormonism has. The rough edges.
I'm a member of the Church of George A. Romero, so I don't got any weight on this situation.
Nice.
It works at the Taco Bell. And I believe it's pronounced Jorge.
So I actually called you guys to ask a question.
What's your question?
What's some of the CDs that are coming out 2010 that you guys are excited for?
Oh.
Interesting. I am excited for the new Bork Nagar. And I can't remember who else.
I'm very excited for the new Dillinger. I hope that's going to be epic. Meshuggah is supposed to be putting out a new record. That should be sick.
Putting out a live one.
Well,
but
there's
going to
be putting out
Meshuggah, so that is going to be good.
No, they're putting out like a live CD-DVD at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
but
it actually looks pretty good.
Towards the end of the year, they're supposed to be putting out a studio release.
Oh, there's supposed to be a new catalog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Why isn't anyone getting excited for new Camelot?
Because we're not overage girls like
well,
you, Noah.
He asked all of us, though. So
I'm excited for the new Aborted EP because the thing is, what I didn't know is apparently the guitarist of Abigail Williams is now in that band.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a little weird.
Abigail
that
Williams
kind of went over my head, and I'm like, what? I mean, that's like straight like black metal hardcore pretty much to gore grind.
Someone in the chat room, the Pig Destroyer is coming out, the new one. I forgot about
that. Yeah, that's going to be good. Or I hope so.
What about you, Darren? What are you looking forward to?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, that's right.
Dropping early in the quarter. In the first quarter. And Chelsea Grimm. they were just signed.
They are putting out a record next year. It's
Didn't you guys talk on the air how they were signed by the person that pretty much works for Cannibal Corpse?
Their booking agent is Cannibal Corpse's booking agent, yeah. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's totally because of you guys. No doubt about it.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
They're going to be touring with the Red Cord in, like, February. It's absurd. Red Cord, I Wrestle the Bear Once, them, and, like, some other bands.
Oh
the
goodness.
First band spawned into a career by Thrash It or Trash It.
Yeah.
They better give us credit when they go on stage.
Do they
every
even know?
Performance.
Do they even know that we talked about them?
I don't know, but we might have to interview them when they come around and just ask them that, like, dude, really, you guys? Anyway, thanks for calling in, Eggers.
All right. Yeah, thank you, guys. See ya.
Another caller. I don't know if we really want to take this, though, but.
By the way, Alfalfa is dead.
Oh, when did he die?
1959.
Oh, my God. How old was he?
1959?
Yeah, he was 32 years old.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I'm going to not find it.
What was his real name?
It was probably from natural causes.
Wow, it's like a whole involved story. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
I do.
All right. Prior to a hunting guide job, his name's Carl Switzer. Alpha,
okay.
Had borrowed a hunting dog from Moses Bud Stilts. When the dog was lost, Switzer offered a $50 reward for the dog's return. A man found the dog a few days later and brought it to the bar where Switzer was working. Switzer paid the man $35 and bought him $15 worth of drinks from the bar. Several days later, Switzer and his friend Jack Pyatt decided that Stilts owed Switzer the $50 paid to the man who found the dog. He banged on Stilts' front door, demanding, "Let me in or I'll kick in the door." Once Switzer was inside the home, he and Stilts got into an argument. Switzer informed Stilts that he wanted the money owed him, saying, "I want that $50 you owe me now, and I mean now." When Stilts refused to hand over the money, the two engaged in a physical fight. This is Alfalfa, by the way. I wonder if he still had the hands.
Which one of those guys is Buckwheat?
I guess that's the guy that killed him.
Yeah, huh? It would have to be.
The two engaged in a fight. Pyatt allegedly struck Stilts in the head with a glass dome clock, which caused him to bleed from his left eye. Stilts retreated to his bedroom and returned holding a .38 caliber revolver, but Switzer immediately grabbed the gun away from him, resulting in a shot being fired that hit the ceiling. Switzer then, I'm going to say Alfalfa. Alfalfa then forced Stilts into a closet, despite Stilts having gotten his hands back on the gun. Alfalfa then allegedly pulled the switchblade knife and screamed, "I'm going to kill you!"
I can't believe Alfalfa carries a switchblade.
I didn't even know
he was Puerto Rican. Switzer doesn't sound like a Puerto Rican name.
Come on.
Hey, Spanky, come over here, man. And was attempting to stab him with it, but just as Alfalfa was about to charge Stilts, Stilts raised the gun and shot Alfalfa in the groin.
Oh, no. This is the worst.
Switzer died of a massive internal bleeding and
was
dead on arrival at the hospital. Who knew?
Wow.
What a way to go.
Wow.
Poor Alfalfa.
Now I have to sell those VHS tapes.
Oy, oy, oy. Like, who? I can't watch Little Rascals anymore.
You don't even want to know what happened to the dog.
Oh. The dog got shot in the groin, too.
He was his own shit, and he choked on it. Died in the pool of his own vomity shit vomit.
I heard the guys from Avenged Sevenfold was in that scuffle, too. It wasn't reported until recently.
He hatched out of that shit vomit.
Oh,
and now he has returned. That's the natural cause. He just turned back into shit vomit.
No, he was shot by a natural bullet in the groin. It was wrapped in a tortilla.
If only I could have been the lucky gunman.
You want to shoot? You want to shoot Alfalfa?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy from Avenged.
Oh, no.
Come on, guys, come on.
He's already dead, so
yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I said if only I could have been.
So booked the flight to go shoot his corpse in the groin later on tonight.
Just to make sure he's dead.
Through his hole.
Double tap.
All right, we're going to, I guess we'll take this call. 203, you are on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name?
Colin.
Oh, no. What's up, Colin?
Yes,
you got a problem with me?
Livecast.
What?
You got a problem with me? So, you know what, guys? I'm sorry I've busted some people's balls here, but...
Okay.
Hello?
What's up? What are you calling about?
I lost kind of like my fuse or whatnot. I was not being me. So.
Uh-huh.
So you want to apologize?
Yeah. For being to Sid and to.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead, apologize.
Yeah.
Is this your
I'm
New Year's
sorry,
Year's
Sid.
Give him the sad music.
What exactly are you sorry for?
For calling you, I don't know.
I believe the term was knuckle brain.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, who would forget knuckle brain? I've never heard that in my life.
I then apologize. Here's your music band. Go.
Get real with us,
yeah,
motherfucker.
I'll help you. Sid, I have something I want to tell you. The way I acted last week was, well... is unconscionable. All right, now go.
You are not the father.
Take the hand off. Go. Right up the middle. Shoot the gun. I have to question whether you're really sorry. I just gave you a beautiful little setup there, and you just dropped the ball completely. You're like, it's like a second and 34 now. You're like, you're on
Don't
your own.
Don't be giving him math. Make it harder.
You're on your own 5-yard line. Do you really want to apologize, or are you doing shtick now?
He apologized to Sid.
Yeah. That was fake.
How is it fake? He said, I'm sorry.
He said,
Sid.
I want to. That, ah, come
well,
on.
He didn't say for what, really. He didn't give
that's true.
Yeah.
I'm calling you a knuckle brain.
Yeah, but I
had
to say that
you.
For him. He doesn't even know what to call.
Colin, you're really sorry, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool.
Colin, there's one thing that you can do.
What?
Go buy an Avenged Sevenfold CD. They need the money.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You drum?
I heard about the drummer. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, some guy shot him in the groin with a shotgun.
Luckily, it wasn't Alfalfa.
Ow! Actually, Alfalfa bit the dust about 50 years ago. So sad. And Spanky died, too.
But he didn't die that long ago, did he?
He died like 10 years ago, I think. Let me see.
There wasn't anything fucked up, though, right? Or was it? Am I killing you? Am I stepping on your joke?
If not, no. There was no joke coming.
Should have.
I didn't want to cock block the comedy.
Sorry.
Well, this phone number on the switchboard looks new. Am I right,
775.
Guys?
Let's take this.
Colin, we love you.
What?
775, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, this is Dylan.
What's up, Dylan?
First time calling, but I listen all the time. You guys are great.
Right. Well, first time, long time.
Yeah.
Telling
but,
us how great.
What were you guys gonna say?
Keep telling us how great and wonderful we are.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Noah has very low self-esteem.
I'm wearing
well,
a lot
I
of.
Have
Sorry, Dylan. What were you gonna say?
I was actually gonna call and ask whatever happened to that guy who was gonna call and talk to Noah and stuff.
Oh yeah, what happened? Remember that?
Oh, was that last week? That
no,
was like 2 weeks ago. Wow.
It was like 2 weeks ago, and the guy was kind
was
of like
a
creeper.
Boring.
Yeah.
Rotten Mike.
Poker.
Rotten Mike. Oh man, Rotten Mike.
All
is
talk.
A liar. Yeah.
All talk. I mean, all typing, I guess, because it was in the chat room. Private messaging me.
Noah was so excited.
Jeez, I thought I was going to get to have fun, but...
And new hardwood floors.
The cops coming for him, yeah.
You know who else had a fucked up life from the Little Rascals? It was Robert Blake.
Oh, well, yeah.
He shot his wife and all that.
Who was he on the Little Rascals?
He was Mickey.
Yeah.
Shooty.
Dylan, you're from Nevada, right?
I am.
What part of Nevada?
Reno, so... Yeah.
Oh, Reno.
Reno.
Reno is a brand of pizza.
Is it?
It's also an arena in Orlando, the Orena.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Guys are so well cultured.
Is anything going on? Oh, well, so we're going to Vegas in like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Which state? Well,
in a week.
Yeah, right. I forget which leg of his first on a trip.
Vegas is first.
We're going in a week.
Yeah.
And
a week from
like
tomorrow.
2 hours.
Yeah.
It's the 9th, right?
We leave the 7th.
Okay.
But, anything to do in Vegas that you could recommend?
I don't know.
Recommend? You've
never I've
never
been to Vegas. I live like 9 hours away.
Really?
Yeah.
Reno's that far?
Yeah. Reno's at least 9 hours.
Shit.
Is that walking?
I think what Rob is trying to ask you is, can he and Sid and Darren and Frank all crash at your house?
Yeah.
I thought Rob was trying to ask where's a good place to score weed.
I don't know.
I was actually asking where I can get the hookers. That's
really.
I thought that was Sid that wanted hookers.
Rob, a guy like you should know pretty well already where to get the hookers.
What does that mean?
Draw your own conclusion.
Because I'm tall.
Yes, you can see
tall people.
You can see into the bushes and into the parkways, the cubby holes.
Sam, what is there to do in Reno?
I don't know, absolutely nothing. You know, it's kind of a crappy town during the winter. We just got like a bunch of snow, so.
Oh, it snows there? What's the weather there?
Like Northern California.
Right now it's probably like 36, somewhere around there.
I didn't know you were a meteorologist.
No, just
the barometric pressure.
We got a cold front moving in from the northwest.
Are you a weatherman? Are you the Reno weatherman?
Well,
yeah,
Dylan, I have a serious question for you. Do you like music?
I love music. Why else would I be listening to you guys?
Because you like to laugh. Hello.
No, that's true, too.
Like, we already talk about music.
But we're giving away, it's every new caller, we give away a CD. So we have a bunch here. That
I don't think he's a new caller, but either way.
He isn't?
I think
he's called in before.
It's been a while if he has. No, yeah. he said he didn't.
But I'm pretty sure we've had a caller from Reno before.
Dylan, have you called us before? Honestly.
I have not. You're talking. I know the guy you're talking about. He works at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So you got friends?
No. Actually, anyone who works at Walmart has got to be, like, retarded and
But you both just at the Metal Injection live cast.
You both like metal, yeah.
We gotta have a band. We gotta have an MMA match now between these two guys.
Bum fight.
Richard versus Dylan.
Sure, why the hell not?
Yeah. All right, so the CDs we have to give away is the Shadows Fall CD, which no one has yet
told
you.
It was the mystery CD.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Would you like the mystery CD?
Not if it's the Shadow Falls one.
It's a mystry. It might be.
The Municipal Waste. Latest release, Massive Aggressive, The Best of Suffocation on Roadrunner, Ultra Beatdown by Dragon Force, the new Nightwish CD, Dark Passion Play.
Those two are my picks.
Wait, Noah's rubbing that against her leg right now.
Or Through the Eyes of the Dead's Malice. Which one would you like?
The Municipal Waste one.
All right. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
I am.
What is your username?
Thrashhead Dylan.
Well, that's easy to remember. So Thrashhead Dylan sent a private message to the Metal Injection name with your full name and address, and I will make sure to send you this Municipal Waste CD.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later.
He didn't even have to apologize for anything.
Another happy live cast listener.
By the way, Stymie and Darla were buried alive in a sewage plant.
We saw a little rascal.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Anyone saw that?
So Stymie.
Almost got to that without laughing.
You don't meet many Stymies anymore these days. What happened to all the Stymies? Once in a while, you'll still meet a Darla, but you never meet a Stymie. You don't need to help out me. Can we just talk about the Little Rascals for the rest of the night? This is gold.
I'm down for that. That's fine.
Could you get the theme music? Let's get the Little Rascals.
Yeah,
theme.
I just had it. Hold on.
Guys, CNN breaking news. Suicide bomber attack in Afghanistan.
Really?
Killed 8 people believed to be CIA employees.
How many of them were in Avenged Sevenfold?
7.
Awesome. Mission accomplished.
The band's dead now.
I don't know. Is the U.S. trying to pass some legislation? Is that why there's so many
no stipends allowed?
Yeah, there's an anti-Little Rascals bill in Congress to prevent shootings in the grind in people's houses.
Anti-Little Rascals bill is the most specific nickname for a guy named Bill I've ever heard. You know that guy Bill Thompson over there? Oh, you mean Anti-Little Rascals Bill?
Yeah, he hates that show, man.
He hates it.
Don't say our gang around him. He'll kill you. He'll snap your neck like a wishbone.
Oh, could this segment win an award of some sort? Best segment about the Little Rascals.
Yeah, I'm sure it's up for that. Someone was complaining in the chat. Did you see in the chat when the fucking award's going to happen?
Yeah.
I said, well, another guy goes, it's probably not going to happen. These motherfuckers, like.
Oh, they know it so well.
It might be like this time in 2010, but still.
There was not going to be any awards.
Yeah.
We mentioned it for like 2 seconds. Now we're pricks because we didn't do
award
it yet.
Award or no award, there will be a show. So what the fuck's the difference to you people? It's not like you guys are winning a fucking award.
It's going
to
go like, it probably
will. They're so competitive.
Yeah.
For nothing.
When we come back from vacation, I'm assuming we're going to do that.
Every award winner gets a Shadows Fall CD. That's a trophy.
We're working out the deets. We're aiming to have all the nominees announced by next Wednesday. And that is our last show before we go on a one-week break.
1 week?
I think it's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Is it?
Because we're going to California.
Yeah. Why aren't we going for 9 days?
Well, but we leave on a Thursday, so won't we do the show?
Yeah, we leave on a Thursday and we get back the following Saturday. So we
so
will.
We only
it's only one.
Wednesday.
It's one Wednesday.
Ah.
So, I'm looking at the calendar now. It's only one Wednesday.
We should take the other one off. Just
fuck them.
Just to relax. How to unwind after vacation.
So, theoretically, the award show will be on January 20th.
Okay.
That's like the goal for us, people in the chat room.
Right.
Have a little faith in us. We had 50 of these podcasts. Jeez.
Yeah. And Pwned in the chat room says he wants the Shadows Fall CD.
Oh. So call us.
You got to call us up to claim it. 646-929-1357. I almost forgot it for a second.
I need the coaster.
But should we go to a music break? Should we take a quickie?
Why not?
All right, we're going to take a little music break. And we didn't even mention this yet, but Metal Mishra and Sinister Sasha said they will be calling in. They're already celebrating New Year's. They've been celebrating for like 2 weeks, I heard. I don't know.
Yeah, Russian, just to, we know this in the room, but to tell everyone else, Russian New Year's parties go on for like forever.
Yeah.
Till the following year.
Yeah, they very well may be celebrating the 2006 New Year's.
Yeah. Still, yeah. So that's coming up. But right now we're going to get to a little music break. We're going to start out with a band called Fight Amp. Then we're going to move on to the Dillinger Escape Plan, which is the pick that Elise had last week that we didn't get to. And I actually saw the Dillinger Escape Plan last night. They opened up for Gogol Bordello, who...
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Gogol Bordello?
And it was like the weirdest combination of two bands here. I'll cue up some Gogol Bordello.
What kind of people listen to Gogol Bordello?
Russian hipsters.
Like hipsters and like... I've been looking for... I mean, like, they're like... thing is like gypsy punks, so it's like a lot of people with like a lot big mustaches.
It's Russian
and
folk music mixed with like punk rock.
How did they receive the Dillinger mosh pit fans?
Well, here's the thing: Dillinger was added on once the show was sold out, so it was like all Gogol Bordello fans, and then as soon as Dillinger came on, like their faces were like, what am I looking? What is this? Like they didn't understand. And there were maybe like 10 people in the crowd that knew who the band was, and like me and Anthony just in the back, like rocking out really hard.
How did they even get added to this bill?
Gogo Bordello is a fan of theirs. I mean, not Gogo, Eugene Hux, the singer for Gogo Bordello.
Did you read the
vinyl? I don't know. But then he came out to do a cover. Oh yeah, the crowd was kind of shitting on Dillinger. They were like, there was some booze and whatever. But I think they won a lot of people over too, because for the first song, like no one clapped when they were done. By the end, like 60-70% of the crowd was like, "All right, this is
probably
this
just
is
to get them off."
Yeah,
the stage.
They're probably
well, you know, no, no. They want
like booing doesn't them. Work. So let's just.
But at one point, the singer of Dillinger, Greg, was like, "How many people want to see us get off the stage?" Yay, and see Gogol Bordello. And then he's like, well, your idols have better taste than you because Eugene Hutz is going to come out right now and sing a Stooges song with us.
What
Iggy
song?
And the Stooges. The I can't remember the name of it, but it's like... That one, you know.
Search and Destroy?
Yeah, Search and Destroy, that was it. So, but they like never rehearsed it before, so it was kind of embarrassing. They were all like standing around...
Thanks.
Well, Eugene Hutz.
Okay.
I guess him and Greg kind of. But the singer of Dillinger. I explained this 2 seconds ago. Anyway, but it was a good show.
I thought
both
Mike
bands
was the singer of Dillinger.
What? No, Mike Patton did one EP.
That's the last thing I bought, but I don't know. They have a new guy now?
Yes.
And I guess now I know why I didn't buy anything else.
Oh, shit.
That guy's going to knock you out, Sid.
He has to find me first.
Give him your address.
Can we have Greg on the show with us, like, live?
He's too famous.
We'll do it live. Maybe.
Wait, who's Greg? Which Greg?
Of the Dillinger Escape Plan. Anyway, let's do this music break. Here we go with some music. We'll be back in a little bit.
Fuck all of you.
Yeah. say he had a girl back home who messed around and did a bit of wrong. They tell me it kind of hurt him bad, kind of made him feel pretty sad.
What's wrong, brother? So let no one stop me. Hello, boys and gals, is it true that you're about to listen to the Metal Injection Live Cast? Okay, thank you.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Thank you. Oh, you meant the audience.
No. Not you, Darren. That was a decent little music break.
We discovered a lot in that music break.
Yeah, I wasn't here. What happened?
Well, we played some Fight Amp, followed by Dillinger Escape Plan, then a little bit of Goth, an instrumental track. Slayer with Hate Worldwide.
Snuck a little Jimi Hendrix in there after that.
Which song was that?
Highway Child.
Why would you have to sneak it?
Well,
it's radio speak.
Yeah, jeez. I'm doing something here, all right? Excuse me.
Black. Yeah, when it's a black musician, you have to sneak him in through the back door, the back entrance.
What is this, a country club?
The service entrance.
What is Jimi Hendrix waiting tables in the Metal Injection livecast studio?
Did you check his pockets before he left?
Are you accusing Jimi Hendrix of stealing silverware, you son of a bitch?
The man has been dead for years.
I said none of this.
He wants nothing from you.
Jimi Hendrix is now touring with the drummer from Avenged Sevenfold in heaven
and
right
Dimebag.
Now.
Oh,
and Dimebag.
The zombie rock band.
Who's the bassist?
The guy from Evile. Wasn't he a bassist?
No, he was.
Some of people know, though.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Cliff Burton.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a super group.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
That is a super group.
Think of that.
First non-sex-related on-air contribution Noah has made to the show. I think that's awesome. Mark it down, folks. Just under a year.
I made other jokes about bands before.
Just busting balls.
Other bands played was Periphery, Skeleton Witch, and Coalesce. And here we are.
Oh, you know who's not listening to our show tonight?
No.
Everyone who went to see Coalesce.
Well, that's true.
That's here. We don't have many local listeners.
Yeah.
We do.
Who do you know that's at Coalesce that would be listening?
Isn't Elise at Coalesce?
She doesn't really listen live.
She does.
Sometimes.
She's a big fan.
She should call in and tell us how the show's going.
Well, I read her tweet, and she said apparently Coalesce is not going on until 12:30 a.m.
So she could totally be listening to the show right now.
Yeah, you don't just listen to the show on the website, metalinjection.net/livecast. If you want to just listen, you can call in our number and just listen to the show on your phone.
Should be an iPhone app for the Metal Injection.
Yeah, Rob. Get
on.
Oh, yeah.
It should be an iPhone app for just Metal Injection so we can watch videos on our iPhone.
Yeah, Rob.
Okay, great. Here's an iPhone app. Oh, wait. No.
Why?
It's not happening.
You're the Grinch.
Don't.
Well, I'm not going to go into the technical.
Yeah, dude.
You're saying you're not a good enough web developer?
Well, first of all, I don't know how to develop for the iPhone. That's the truth. I'd have to hire somebody.
Why can't you just learn?
But beyond that.
What else are you doing with your time? Learn that shit. How long are you working on the
web?
What are you learning, Sid?
Because I don't even know how to develop the
web.
So
you don't even know the
scope
of it.
How long would
it
take you?
So I don't even know.
You've never even looked in. It might be a weekend course.
No,
at the learning end.
Anyway, so beyond that, to have video on the... To have video on the iPhone, it would require a lot of space because we'd have to convert all of our videos into a lower resolution iPhone-friendly format.
Or it could just be an app that redirects them to the YouTube app.
But not all of our videos are on YouTube.
Until now.
But I don't...
Isn't that easier than reformatting all your videos, just putting them all up on YouTube?
No, because we don't get any hits if people go to our YouTube
But you would
page.
If it's through the app. Rob, knock him out.
How would we get any hits through the app? It would go to the YouTube app. But it would go to the YouTube app.
But they go. It would go to your app first.
No, that's...
Round one.
I'm thinking outside the box, and you're, like, so in the box.
No, you don't even know what the box looks
that's
like.
That's how far outside of it I am. I can't even see it from here.
You have no concept of
I'm
a
like
box.
Three boxes away.
Sid, I was telling
you. Your concept of a box is a circle.
That's I'm a revolutionary.
Sid was telling me the other day you should try adding HTML to your site.
Yeah.
That might make it run
C++. Faster. Have you tried C++?
That's not a web-friendly format.
Sid has a Tandy Radio Shack computer.
I call it Jessica.
Oh, Tandy. The only thing worse than Tandy, I think, is a Compaq.
Really?
Those are the worst.
But that's... No, wait. Really?
I would rather have a Tandy. Tandy worked. I guess it is now, but it's not like they got Souls to Hewlett Packard. I think it's only like a netbook, which is
actually
a small, slow computer, which was what a Compaq was.
In all seriousness, though, Sid just bought a Mac, right? But it was an Apple IIe, I heard.
It was an Apple Stymie.
Also got buried in sewage.
Yes, plant. Yes.
Why do we have to bring Stymie into this? We just went to another level.
Stymie makes everything better.
Do people know who Stymie is? I feel like we're being obscure.
It's a funny name. It doesn't matter if they
know. Why don't you explain it, Darren?
Hey, I mean, what's there to explain? He's a black kid on the Little Rascals that wasn't Buckwheat.
There you go.
The end. But he wore like a bowler hat, you know.
Did he grow up to be Jimi Hendrix?
I don't think so. Mm. What are you saying? All black people are the same? Is that it?
Yes, they all grow up to be Jimi Hendrix.
Vanilla,
that's the only black person that Noah likes is Jimi Hendrix.
If you're black, you better play guitar or else you're not on Noah's radar.
Right.
This is true.
Either play a guitar or shine some shoes. Jesus. Otherwise, Noah has no
use. I don't have shoes that would.
So you have no use for them at all.
Get some. People need work.
Oh,
shit. What?
I'm going home.
There are shoe shine people, and they do need work.
There's a
there's
shoe shine
right
guy
by Sirius
that works by us.
Yells
really?
At anyone who walks by. He's angry.
He's like, you can't walk around with those shoes. You need them shoes shine.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Get you a shine.
Hey, white man with that pink collar. You can't be walking around like that. You get those loafers shined.
He's the intimidating
like,
shoe shine
you
guy.
Feel scared.
Yeah,
so you have to get your shoe shine.
I have a coworker that got yelled at by him once,
really?
And now he like walks like out of his way to not walk down that block because he's so afraid of getting yelled at again.
That's the trick, because you walk more, and then your shoes need more shine. And then you're like, fuck it, I'll go to him.
Just wear flip-flops.
That reminds me of the intimidating bum. Did I ever mention this on the
air? The one that said he had HIV and he
had
people?
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that off the air or not.
No, that was
funny. Yeah, my way, I spit on you.
He would say that.
That was Stymie, by the way.
He was the long pole life. An outdoorsman.
At the end of last week's show, we discovered a little something about Rob and Darren getting locked up.
Yeah, we got arrested in the city. Yeah, that's true. True story.
Want to say why?
Because of Rob's habits.
Yeah. We were by the projects. We just got out of a show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, and that, like a few blocks away from it is like a project area.
What show was it?
It was improv, just like an amateur improv show.
It was
right?
Cage Match, I think.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah.
It was on a Thursday night, I believe. And so I was there with a friend of mine, and we both had pipes. I had a one-hitter that looked like a cigarette, and he had a pipe that looked like a pipe. And we had different types of weed, so we were kind of like trading it back and forth.
Who is this?
Anthony.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then at one point, I had his pipe, and he had my cigarette-looking thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we smoked, and then we were kind of done, so we were, like, walking to the train. And then as we were walking to the train, Anthony and his girlfriend were, like, walking a few steps ahead of us, and me and Darren were, like, right next to each other. And this taxi cab pulls over, and out of the taxi cab comes two cops. And they
took a taxi to arrest you?
They're undercover.
No, they were undercover in a cab.
I thought they were like in the back seat.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, the cops don't have cars anymore.
Well, you could have said they were driving a taxi cab.
Budget cuts.
You're right. I could have been more descriptive, though. I apologize. But that's why you're here, to like keep me on.
Ask the question.
Ask the tough question.
Okay.
And anyway, so...
By the way, I warned you not to smoke the pipe in the street, and you're like, yeah, whatever, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, Rob's very brazen with that stuff.
I've never... I don't remember that.
Yes, I did.
And even with the one-hitter, when you'll like walk down a crowded Manhattan street
and
smoking
even,
that one-hitter, it smells like weed, even if it doesn't look
not,
like a fucking
not
weed.
Even
it
that.
Smells like
not
it.
Even that. You take out that case where you keep your weed,
the
and you
dugout.
Take... Yeah, and you take your one-hitter, and you start poking it around in your dugout, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, people don't do that with cigarettes,
yeah.
So it's like, what's the point of even having it look like one?
Well,
here's the thing.
Wait, so
someone
this
saw
is an intervention?
Let me finish the story.
I
told him that after this happened, and I was like,
it.
But he didn't even think anything was wrong with what he did. He's like, you know, okay, they're just being assholes. Like, no, they saw you smoking weed
job.
In the street.
Yeah.
But so what that I smoked weed in the street?
It's illegal.
Like,
it's not that you. But all right. I understand what you're saying. That it shouldn't be illegal. I agree with that. But the fact of the matter is that it is illegal, and you're going to get locked up.
Well, no.
Well, this is
but the, okay.
Protesting.
Hold on. But they were their
and mine too, apparently.
Their beat was to like find drug offenders. That was like their specialty. But they were like looking for, like, you know, higher drugs. It just so happened that like they caught us.
That wouldn't have happened if you weren't smoking in the street.
In the project.
Right, like around there. Yeah, that was my lesson. Don't smoke in the project.
Well, it wasn't, but it was being a little misleading because it wasn't really in the project. We were walking on 8th Avenue, which has like a little bitty project.
No, but we walked around. No, but we walked down a block and we stayed in one particular area and smoked.
You had the one hitter out when we were on 8th Avenue.
I didn't have it out. It was in my pocket.
I remember seeing it.
I don't know. Whatever. It was like 4 years ago. Anyway, so we got arrested, and then.
But what's the funny part about all this?
There's none.
No, that Darren also got arrested.
Yeah. Darren also got arrested.
He didn't even smoke weed.
Didn't even smoke. Yeah.
So why did they arrest you?
Because I was walking next to him, and then I was like, I didn't smoke anything. Like, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
And I did. I even said that. I was like, look, it was all, he's never smoked. And
they don't care. They want
they didn't give a shit. Yeah.
They don't have like a breathalyzer for weed.
Well, meanwhile, Anthony was smoking and had the good sense not to walk next to Rob, and he walked away. He saw this.
But Anthony had he had the cigarette, though.
Yeah.
And then I had the pipe-ish thing. Mm-hmm. That's why I think he didn't give it up. But anyway, so. For me, it was like a little absurd. It was like, oh my god, am I really getting arrested? Because at the time, I was high, so it was a little silly to me. And then we get like put into our holding cells. We each got an individual cell, and I'm like, hey, I'm in a holding cell. This is hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
great.
I can't believe it. Yeah, and then after like 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, I'm in a holding cell, and. Yeah, and it was like cold, and they took our sneakers.
Didn't you walk around in your socks?
No, you can't hang yourself
with the laces.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anything with it, like a belt, these were belts,
so,
everything.
So two stone, okay, well, one stone guy and the other stone guy would hang themselves.
Well, that's just, they have to
well,
they do
it's
it
precautionary.
For, no, it's really, if they do it for one, they got to do it for everybody.
Do you have to wear like a special suit?
No.
We were just
in jail.
Yeah, it wasn't jail. It was a holding cell. We were in there for like 3 hours. We had nothing on our record.
I think we were there. We didn't even get up to like 4 a.m.
Did you get fingerprinted?
Yeah. We got the whole shebang.
Now you can't kill anyone.
I was fingerprinted before that. I was arrested before that.
Why?
We talked about the Tower Records.
I was talking about it on the air, though?
No,
yeah,
we
pretty
didn't.
Sure.
It was after the show.
Well,
and it spawned from this conversation.
I don't believe you,
Darren.
I got arrested for allegedly stealing something from my job, which I didn't steal.
keep getting arrested like for things that you didn't.
Yeah.
I did deserve that because I stole lots of stuff from that store. but it was like a lifetime achievement arrest. Right, exactly. I'm like Joan Collins.
But before we get to that story, though, just to conclude our story is. We ended up going to court, and like our court order was that we just had to sit on a videotape, sitting at like go somewhere and watch a videotape.
Sit on a videotape.
That's so
we go to one of them videotape sittings.
What are you stymied? We gonna watch videotape.
Go sit on that tape till it hatches.
So anyway, yeah, but
some learning comes out.
Anyway, but like it was like us and a few other people that all got picked up for weed, I guess.
Oh, so did you make any new connections?
I did get a new dealer out of it.
Wow.
No, I didn't. But it was all like older dudes, though, too. So the video they showed was hilarious. Yeah. Like, it was so retarded about how, like, you know, it was like an anti-weed thing of like how weed. Made him like stop caring about his family and just getting weed or something like that. Like he wouldn't pay his bills.
It was like from the 80s.
Yeah. It was just like, it was so bad that I wish I was high during it and watched. Like it would have been a great video to watch high and like giggle at.
It looked like someone taped it off the TV.
Yeah. And that's honestly all that it made me want to do is actually smoke weed so I could watch and giggle at it.
How much weed was confiscated from you? Do you remember?
I do remember. I just bought a 50 from like a service in the city in one of those fancy little cubes. And that was like one of the, I barely broke in. Like I bought it that night.
So sad.
That was sad.
Learn your lesson, motherfucker.
Darren, you tell us your jail stories.
Yes, that's it. I told you already.
So what do they think that you stole, a Tower Records?
They didn't think I stole. They thought, all right, well, there used to be rampant, like, theft there. It was ridiculous. Like, the security guards were all in on it. There was one guy who was, like, the boss of the security guards who was hardly ever there that was the only clueless guy. So when he would show up, they'd all, like, act, you know, ship shape and all that. Like, they would just do everything by the book. As soon as he would leave, their stuff and shit in their pants and everything. So the thing that me and my friends used to do was, like, we had credit slips back then. It wasn't like now. Everything's a gift card or, you know, this is like the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to write a slip out, and then it had to be slipped into the register and validated, you know, and it would print some bullshit on it, and it would say you have a credit, and then you could go to the store and buy things with it. So we used to make fake ones. We used to just, like, pretend someone returned something and, like, you know, credit it and then take it and use it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. But, like, you know, everyone was doing a way worse shit than I was. They were, like, stuffing shit down their pants, walking out the door with box sets and shit. You know? My other friend used to, he was a manager, and they would wax the floors. So there would be one security guard there overnight and one manager, and they would say, all right, for 1 hour we're going to turn the camera off. It's a spree. Go take whatever the fuck you want. And,
wow.
You know, boom, and go out the door. And then come back and turn the camera back on, and then that's it. You can't touch anything. So they used to jack, like, everything. Like, unbelievable amounts of shit. They had, like, I forgot the exact number, but it was, like, $500,000 worth of theft in one quarter they had.
So what was the thing that they suspected that you
stole? Well, I'm getting to that. I just wanted to, like, set the stage of how much theft there was. As a matter of fact, we went to this guy's house once, and this was, like, a gay guy who was, like, a 300. He looked just like Jeff, basically. His name was Jeff, actually. But he had long.
So he did look like a Jeff.
He had long hair, though. He was like sort of a hippie-ish guy. He was like maybe 25, but like flaming gay and a slob, which usually doesn't go together. He
like Bruce Valanche?
Kind of, yeah. You know what? Kind of like Bruce Valanche. Not that disgusting. But
it's like somewhere between Rob and Bruce Valanche.
Like most of the gay guys, for some reason, had a crush on me, this guy.
Wait, on this guy or on you?
No, the guy had a crush on. He just gay guys always like me. I'm not saying I'm so hot or anything.
You have a tight butthole.
Yeah, no, I had. Yeah.
How like, do they know?
Well,
on that message board.
It's on Craigslist. So we go to his house because my friend, like they do favors for each other, like in the store.
Oh, hello.
Because there was like if you couldn't steal on your shift, you'd get something for the other guy, you know.
Teamwork.
So he's like, oh, I hate that guy, but he does me a lot of you know shit in the store, so I have to go bring him like 20 CDs. All right, fine. So I go with him, and then we were going to eat lunch or something. So I make the stop at this guy's house. First of all, his house is like a broom closet. It's like half the size of this room. His whole house.
You mean
right?
A studio?
Apartment. It's. I don't even think it was a studio.
No, I'm saying you mean half the size of this studio.
Oh, yes,
right now,
this studio that we're in now. It's not a house.
Although we were talking about our landlord earlier. But anyway, go ahead.
Well,
and I said the decorations outside, too. Anyway, so his entire four walls were covered with CDs from floor to ceiling. And I said, how many CDs do you have in here? He's like... I stopped counting, but I had like 11,000 CDs.
Oh, my God.
11,000!
I don't even think that many existed in the early 90s.
Oh,
you said doubles.
Was he the guy that started Napster?
Wait, listen to this. So we look at the wall, right, and there's like every single B-52's album, every single that they had, every Japanese import, every European import, everything the B-52's ever made.
Anything with B-52
a good group.
On it.
Right. So my friend says, oh, you're a big fan of B-52s. He goes, nah, not really. He said, well, why do you have all this shit? He goes, oh, I really like that song Rock Lobster. I didn't know what album it was on, so I just snatched every single B-52.
What a douchebag.
Oh, my God.
Which made me start thinking recently, like, that's what torrents are now. Like, you don't know what you want. You get the whole discography.
Yeah.
You know? That was like
yeah.
Manual
he
torrent.
Was an early, early format.
It was the Pirate Bay.
That is fantastic.
So.
So you got busted for taking B-52?
No, I had nothing to do with that. No, so that was just, like, to give you an idea of how much theft was going on in that store. Well, one other thing that people used to do, and I was kind of paranoid to do this, so I didn't, but Like, they would have people come up to the register randomly and not set it up beforehand. Like a European Euro trash tourist would come in with, like, $400 worth of shit. They'd ring everything up, void everything so that the balance is zero, and then go, give me $50, and you can leave. So to the guy, they're happy. You know, look, I'm getting all this shit for $50. But, like, the store gets nothing, and the cashier gets, you know, gets a nice 50. And so they knew that shit was going on, but they couldn't prove it because they didn't have, like, the kind of security measures that they have today. So
that's why Tower Records went out of business.
Yeah, no, it's because they're idiots, but that's another story. So I one day I was on my lunch break. I mean, there's, like, a fucking ice cream truck out front. I got a shake or something, and this guy starts talking to me. He's like, hey, can you, like, hook me up with some shit? You work in there, right? And I'm like, so I didn't really think of it at the time. I realized probably, like, a setup, you know? But what happened was that guy later, I said, no, I said, I can't do that. I don't know you, you know. The guy later came to my register, bought a bunch of shit. And, I don't know, like, he was like kind of talking to me rapid fire and, like, I think conning me or something. And, like, I lost track of what I was doing and I was like $10 off on the thing. And he's like, and I said, I even said to him, I think I rang this up wrong, you know, whatever, fuck it. Go ahead.
Oh.
And the guy went straight to the fucking security guard, showed him the receipt, and then they fucking took me up into the office. I sat there for like 2 hours. They rolled me up.
They beat
took
you.
Took me out of the store with handcuffs on for a $10 discrepancy. Because they couldn't catch anybody on anything legitimate. So they had to
make an example.
Oh, it was awful. And then I went had to sit in the fucking cell there too. I wound up doing community service after that.
What'd you have to do?
I had to rake leaves in the park. It was like 18.
It's very pastoral.
What park was it?
Is that where you met that Jewish girl that you started dating, that Orthodox girl?
No, that was much later than that. That was like, why would you think that? What were those two things?
Did you just hang out in parks often?
That people, when doing community service, find Jewish girls to pick up. Is that how you were picked up, Noah?
Jewish girls don't work.
No, but
they're impressed by you working.
She would be at the park. She would see you raking the leaves, working hard.
I met her in Borough Park.
Noah, so that's how you met your first boyfriend? Is that what you're implying?
No.
You're a Jewish girl.
You're a Jewish girl. You go to parks.
I'm not
an Orthodox girl.
She just took two things she knew about me and combined them into one thing.
I was just curious.
She assumes you're very one-dimensional.
All right, next.
Okay.
Jeez. Next? Well, why don't you talk about the time you were arrested, though?
Isn't that the day you were circumcised, Darren, too, and came on your wall? She forgot about that one.
I never got arrested.
No, come on, tell.
I never got a ticket. Well, I got pulled over, but the cop let me get away with it.
You probably flashed some nip.
No.
No one nip.
No. Okay, there was only one time.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure nip?
Here we go.
No. It was...
Alex Skolnick arrested her.
I wish. it was Metal Festival, like, 2003. I'm not sure if
you were... So you're what, like 28,
no, New Jersey Metal Fest.
I was maybe like... What? I don't know. Okay, shut up. I'm not even going to finish the story.
Please.
You almost got busted for smoking pot, right?
Yes.
You finished the story, Rob.
Yeah, so she was smoking pot.
With Anthony.
Typo negative.
No. You said you weren't going to finish the story, so you can't talk.
I want her to finish. Go ahead, Noah.
I'm just going to mute Sid's microphone.
Thank you.
All right. So it was actually me and Anthony, and it was, get away from me.
Sid just trying to feel her up. Okay. Oh, my God. What's going on?
And
that's Sid trying to feel me up. Sid, get away.
Fucking,
Sid, stop. This is too far.
Fucking chaos going on in here. Jesus Christ.
No, okay. I think I need the rape shofar.
Oh, you want the
rape? That would be better.
Okay.
So Anthony and I were smoking.
Yes.
During typo negative. And we were sitting in the bleachers doing this.
Uh-huh.
And I had a one-hitter similar to Rob's, which looked like a cigarette, and we were passing that around smoking. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was like toward the end of their set, like right right at the end, I feel someone's hand on my shoulder and I look up and it's a cop and he's pointing and I'm mouth reading him and he's like, what's that? And luckily I had my purse on my lap and it was like, and in one of the pockets.
All right.
set in the mood. It's a typo.
Yeah. Well, the story's going to be over soon.
For now.
All right, so anyway, so I had a pack of cigarettes in my bag, and I had the one-hitter in my hand, and so I'm just like, what? You know, and like I, and he's looking down, he's like, what do you have there? And I'm like, what? It's just a cigarette. And he's like looking at us, and we are so high. We're both looking at him, and our, like, our eyes are huge, and our eyebrows are like on the sides of our faces.
Uh-huh.
And it was like one of the, like, I guess first times that I was really high in public.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my God, he's going to watch me for the rest of the night. But he totally didn't. And then Cradle of Filth went on, and then I got distracted.
You like Cradle of Filth?
No, but they had these gargoyles on stage, and I was really stoned, and the gargoyles were moving, and I couldn't tell if I was just really high and they were moving or if they were really moving, but I think they were really moving.
Did you confirm with anyone else there that wasn't high, maybe?
There wasn't anyone.
That's the only way you could tolerate children about him.
Yes.
If you're high.
By the way, Miss Crabtree from the Little Rascals, she was there in a gargoyle film.
Cradle of Filth.
Cradle of Filth. Same? Starts with a C, right?
No one heard that joke, by the way.
Sorry, Aaron. Do it again.
No, it's not worth it.
Do you know that Colin has been on hold for like the last hour and a half?
He's listening to the show.
He's doing penance.
Anyway, weren't we going to have someone call in?
No.
Two Russian folks?
May I just read a tweet from Neil Hamburger?
Yeah, please.
Because it's very topical. This is from Neil Hamburger's Twitter account.
Do it in his voice, please.
I'm not good at doing his voice. Would you like to?
Yeah, can
it?
I? All right.
Darren likes to act.
Oh. New Year's in jeopardy now that the Avenged Sevenfold guy has died. Who will provide the soundtrack for mankind's highest aspirations?
That wasn't that funny.
It's about Avenged Sevenfold.
It's funnier in text. Just get everyone to follow Neil Hamburger.
Everybody follow Neil Hamburger. Rob said
Sid so. Said it.
So oh, that means everyone will do it.
They probably will. You're welcome.
Everybody listen to Sid.
That's right. That's a drop. That will be used many times.
Thanks. Could you, like, say that when we're not on the air?
But I'll forget.
Write it down.
Take notes.
What is this? Is this a...
accessories notepad.
No, but it's...
Take a one or two song music break. And when we get back, we'll have Metal Misha and Sister Sasha on the show.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Call their satellite.
See you in a few. We'll be right back.
desire for avenging the sin. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Push again on comrades, push that body in a dramatic. Send like a post to lead your own. Push again on comrades, push that body in a dramatic. Supposed to reach around. Let your words beating to disperse upon your naked walls alive. A political call, the frog ain't corn. We can't afford to be neutral on a moving train. Our sustainable stance are you looking to America with desire for avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality. A plastic existence. Push a gun on no gun. Push a bully on dramatic. They like the boots to eat your room. Push a gun on no gun. Push a bully on dramatic. They like the boots to eat your room.
Come on.
Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a buy for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God, no.
Hey, we are back, and we are getting on the line live from Moscow right now, originally from Chernobyl. But we have on the line Metal Misha and Sinister Sasha. I'm not sure if we have both of them on the line. Hello?
Bro.
Yes. Oh, what is that? What is that sound in the background?
It's party, bro.
That doesn't sound like metal going on back there.
I know, but it's fucking creepy. I don't care if it's metal. If it's like metal or polka, it doesn't fucking matter. I want to get plastered tonight. By the way, I want to say to you and all your audience, Happy New Year's 2004, man.
No. It's almost, it's about to be 2010.
Bro, I know this.
This is Sinister Sasha, right?
Right, but. Lagging behind because Russian party takes so long that it's like back to back to back to back.
What?
And then next week we start the 2005 party.
So you're...
You took it for them, say,
so you're 5 years behind on your parties?
Or something like this, yes. Bitch! Come here! What? I told you suck harder!
Wait, what's
talk
to my brother for a
minute. I guess he's putting Misha on the line.
Fantastic.
That music's real loud, dude.
Can you, like, go into the bathroom and talk?
Can you hear us?
It's interesting that the music audio is coming across a lot clearer than their voices.
Oh.
I wonder if they must have weird phones in Russia.
Hello?
Hello?
Misha.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's real loud. I can't hardly hear you. There.
Can you hear me now?
No. Go into where, like in the bathroom or something.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go into the bathroom. And I am in the bathroom. Can you hear me better?
There's techno in the bathroom too. What's going on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me try to go somewhere quieter. Let me go into another room.
Okay. Oh my God, it's fucking louder in there. What the hell?
Is this better?
No!
Well, look, I'm at the party. What do you expect from music?
Go outside down the block.
Yeah,
okay, let me go outside. Here's the door. I am outside of the door. Is it better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Tell the neighbors to turn the music down.
Do you want me to get stabbed? What are you talking about? We're celebrating 2004.
What, you're like a bad neighborhood or something?
I'm in a great neighborhood. Let me tell you.
Okay.
If you're going to drink the vodka, if some cheap loser friend of yours brings the Georgie vodka, do not drink it. I made this mistake. Oh. I made this mistake because the Stolichnaya was in the other room and I didn't feel like getting up because I already had 20 Stolichnayas. So I tried some of this Georgian blitz. It tastes worse than that girl Mara. Have you met her?
Mara?
Our friend, I say friend loosely because that's what she is, loose.
You mean Hedda Gibovich?
No.
No, that is my ex-girlfriend who I'm very broken up about.
She dumped you, right?
I dumped her!
That's what he means by broken up.
I dumped that bitch because she isn't giving any head anymore. That suka. Anyway, I'm depressed now. This is sad time.
We had a break from his new year.
Is that Mara? Mara.
She only knows one word.
Mara.
I'm very glad.
You actually don't look so bad right now.
It's because I'm really drunk.
Mara?
Yes.
Mara, I'm over here. You're looking the wrong way.
What do you want me to suck?
Everything, bitch. Let me give phone to my brother. I have to go do something.
Oh, are we getting Sinister Sasha back on the line right now?
Is that who was sucking Sinister Sasha off before now she went off to the other brother?
I hear that, bro. Don't make funny faggot joke, alright? That's not cool.
Any joke about you guys is a funny faggot joke.
But, like, I have something serious to talk to you about.
What's that?
Like, I don't know if you heard, there's a Russian band. Drummer from the band died. From Avenged Sevenfold. I don't know if you heard this.
Yeah, Avenged Sevenfold. It's not
no, that's Avenged Sevenfold. I said Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
Sevenfold is seven in Russian.
Right. This is a Russian band.
So how did this guy die?
He was mauled by a bear in the tundra.
Was he trying to shoot the bear in the front?
It was natural causes.
Oh, I see.
The bear was wrapped in a tortilla.
What?
And it was very sad because he could not get an attraction to run away from the bear because it was the snow.
You're saying the bear was wrapped in a tortilla?
You know what they
yes.
call that?
The
bear-rito?
That's exactly right. That guy's smart.
Sasha, how much have you drank?
What?
Whoa.
Shut up, bitch.
Sasha, do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2004?
Well, one question at a time, bitch, please. I have... I'm taking it light today. I have not been drinking so much. I only drink three crates of the Grey Goose.
Three crates of Grey Goose?
Yes.
That's a lot.
I believe that's 18 bottles. So it's like I'm getting a little buzz, but nothing. I'm like a two-beer commuter today.
That's a little more than two beers. I heard your brother drank Georgiou. Why would you let him do that?
Georgiou?
I guess he's gonna get me shouted now.
You just dropped something?
Yeah, that was me. I knocked my
Why wouldn't
iPod.
He answer my resolutions question?
He doesn't respect women enough to answer their queries.
They're Russians. They don't respect women at all.
Oh. Let me tell you.
Are you alright?
Is that your bear sound?
Who is that?
It sounds like that's Noah. That's our lovely co-host.
Noah?
Do you know her?
No.
You don't know her, I don't think.
Are you there, Noah?
Yes, I would like to know what your resolutions are for 2004.
What? Well, I want to say this. First of all, Mara knows what to do with her mouse.
Oh,
and she knows
a mouse?
She knows how to do it quickly because I really can't stand to look at her.
I thought you were peeing.
But I would love her mouse around my penis.
Point and click.
I'm not a very technological person, but Mara gives good blowjobs.
Oh.
But anyway, forget about that, bitch. Metal Misha is single now.
Oh.
Because him and Hedek Ivanovich have broken up.
Why?
It's not working. Why? Because she is not Ivanoviching me any henna.
did she fall under the 400-pound mark? Is that...
You know what? We got in our apartment.
Uh-huh.
We have the new channel, the MTV.
Isn't it in Russia? It's called MTV, I think.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to speak your language. You see, the problem is it's the American MTV. And she sees your show, the Jewer, the Shore, and she sees all these bixas, and these bixas are not like Heather. She's like, oh, I want to be like them. I drink all the time. I fall over. I pass out. But these bixas are under 300 pounds.
Yeah, it's crazy how skinny they are.
So she wants to be like that, and I'm like, no, baby, you don't need to be like, hey, short story long. You know, I don't want to get to know her anymore. But
right.
in the 2004, back to your question, young lady in the studio, what is her name again?
Noah. Yet.
Am I saying that right?
Noah. No, you're not.
How do you say it?
Noah.
Noah.
Noah. Now you got me doing it.
I like how you open your mouth in front of the microphone like that,
Darren. You sound like you're throwing up, Misha.
Well, I might. George is really hitting me hard. I've explained this to you. It was the only thing within arm's reach. I didn't want to stand because I was already under the influence of the Stolichnaya.
Well, you should watch out. I heard there's like rampaging bears attacking.
What?
You sound like you could be pretty. I want to get to know you in the 2004 and make you a yeser. You see what I did there? I turned a no into a yes.
Wow.
What a clever guy.
Do you think I have a chance with you?
The no of 2004? Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
At that point, it was like sitting on washing machines and not much else.
Baby, I will give you all the Bujanina your heart desires.
There's that Bujanina reference I was waiting for. Do you like Bujanina? You ever tried it?
Do you like
the roast pork cold cuts?
The food Bujanina I like.
No.
It can be food.
But
either way.
Misha's penis. No, thank you.
Чего, блядь?
I'm not interested. No,
screw you, I don't like this. No.
It sounds like the party's breaking up there.
I've walked really far away.
Watch out for the bears. Keep walking.
You're in the woods.
Wait, where am I now?
Somewhere outside of Jersey.
I'm in Moscow, man.
Well, that's outside of Jersey.
Wait.
Duh.
I see trees. I don't even know where this spot is. I barely hear the techno.
Yeah, you walked really far.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I'm starting to hear it. I'm going the right way.
I think I hear a bear.
You do? I don't really hear anything.
Watch out.
Wait. I think I might see this bear. Oh my God.
Are you back in the party?
Oh my God, it sounds big.
Are you at a mall?
Wait a minute.
He's gonna get mauled.
That's not a bear. That's my brother, Mr. Sasha. Brother, here you are. I thought I lost you.
Give me the phone, Ben.
Oh, I'm such a trick. Mr. Sasha, what have you been eating?
I've been drinking my body. I just had some bad Professor Sky upstairs.
Do you know why your brother broke up with his girlfriend?
Yeah,
Sasha?
You know, we used to have like open three-way, I should say three-way relationship.
Wait, how do you say three in Russian?
Three.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it was like one day I would fuck the fat flat rolls on her left side, and he would fuck the fat flat rolls on her right side, and then we would switch. And then we would fight over who didn't want to change her bedpan every third Friday, and so on and so forth.
Wow, she had a bedpan.
Yes, we had to sometimes turn her over in bed because, you know, they get the bed sores.
Does she have a catheter?
We don't have those in Russia, but the technology is a little behind, just like our parties. But, you know, it became too much stress for him. And me and her, it's not like a real relationship. She just, you know, basically I give her gravy and, you know, drinkies and stuff like this, and she sucked my balls, and that's basically it, you know.
Did she know about
your balls?
Yes. What?
Did Misha know about this?
Listen, between you and me, you know what I mean? You know, it's agreement, but he doesn't read anything I put under his nose anyway, so.
What does that mean?
Techno is getting to me. I'm going to have to go lay down. I'm a little dizzy. So Happy New Year 2005, everybody.
Oh, my God. Is Sinister Sasha Hedda Gibovich's new boyfriend?
Yes, we know, you douchebags.
I guess we'll have to find out another time.
Drama, drama, drama.
Wow, Sinister Sasha hung up yet. I still hear that music.
There's a delay.
Didn't find the right button.
You know what else is where I still hear the bear. Very strange.
The bear is actually in the Metal Injection studio.
I guess I don't hear the bear because it's not playing.
Roar.
That's just used it.
Roar.
That's you.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Oh, Stevie, bringing it back home.
Oh, it's close.
Cornbread.
That's the episode. Stevie, bringing it home.
Okay.
What did we learn from today's show?
Alfalfa's dead, and he was shot in the groin.
No one thinks I'm the ugliest person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't learn that on the air.
Well, we all know it now. So
we knew that. We knew that. Noah. I'm not saying you are. I'm saying Noah thought that.
No, we knew. We knew both.
I don't like to insult people's looks because I am no prize winner myself. Yeah.
Me and you both are better looking than Rob Dillon.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not
keep dreaming,
wow.
Buddy. I don't look like Charlie Brown.
You're
okay.
Harsh.
You look like Charlie Brownstein.
I do look like a Jew.
I should rephrase that.
I didn't
I don't...
say Steen. I said Stain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't like to insult the looks of people I like. I like everyone in this room. I will insult anyone else outside this room.
Out there. You got 10 seconds.
Let's see. It's a good question. Adrian Brody.
He's got a big nose.
Yes.
Right in my right hand.
A little trollish.
Lady Gaga.
And on that note, we're not live.
Okay.
So now
this is overtime.
Bonus features.
Overtime.
Do we have anything to say?
Who else, Steve, do you think is disgusting?
I'm just kidding.
Anybody that we know personally that you think is disgusting?
Yes, but I'm not going to get
well, this could be edited out. I'm just curious now.
No, I'm not going to get much. You name people, I'll tell you what I think of them.
But then I'll automatically be saying that I think they're...
No, you think,
no just name random people and Darren will say I think they're...
I'll
hot,
give them
or
a,
or
I'll assign a
not.
Number to them.
To of people we know?
Yes.
Why so it's like hot or not, but...
Why am I electing to do this?
Yeah. Call me out, guys. See, you, I know the least amount of people.
You just don't
want to
fall into the trap.
All right, forget it. Well, it's not going to happen anyway. I'll probably dodge all of them.
Robert's mother.
Who?
Robert's mother.
10.
She's a very attractive woman.
Robert's sister.
She's, you know, not in a way that I would go for, but she's attractive.
Fire.
What?
She's
all skinny.
When was
the
last
time
you saw her?
What?
When was the last time you saw her in person?
Let's look at her Facebook right now.
Robo? Link it up.
I'm not pulling up her
I'm pretty sure this exact exchange happened on a previous live cast, but it's still good. Still...
Robert has a very, very pretty sister.
Yeah. No, thank you. So do you, Noah.
Thanks. But she's not as pretty as your sister. Your sister's hot.
That's fucked up.
All right. I'll take
that. I think my sister's like the prettier sister out of the two of us, but I think your sister's also very pretty. She's very well endowed.
Is that right? I guess I haven't seen her in that
Thank
long.
You, Noah, for making me not have to be the one to say it.
Ah.
Awesome.
That runs in the family.
Yes, huge sideburns, both of them.
Robert's mother actually looks exactly like Rod, but a woman. What? That's not like, I'm not saying she. You know how you can look like your brother? Like, she looks like Tal, right? But they're not, she doesn't look like a man. They just have the same features.
Mm. Like a penis?
She's got all that makeup.
You have a penis on your face?
Collins?
At times.
Yeah.
Give her about 45 minutes. I see the indent on the side there, the little ovular indentation mark.
Wow, your sister's Facebook friends with someone I know that completely unrelated to this show. That's weird.
Who?
I have a friend that, well, I'm not saying in the air.
But who is he? Like, what
a,
kind of person
it's
is he?
A girl, Russian girl. That, like, that's a friend of a friend that added me once.
Mm.
That's weird.
Why are you looking at my sister on Facebook?
I just said he was.
I just said I was.
He wants to see how well endowed he was.
Let's flip the computer around there.
Look, I turned it off already. But Sid was, I got it. Sid was implying that she looks way different than I remember. So
well, I'm sure she's more grown up looking. Yeah. Well, but that picture isn't telling the whole story.
Well, there's only one picture available.
And Rob, give us your Facebook login.
No,
info so
sorry,
you can,
not happening.
No, actually, no, all her pictures are public, actually.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Let's see.
I'll
one up.
Could you forward that link on to the rest of the class, Darren?
They're all, like, headshots, though.
What?
I don't know.
Anyway.
How old is she? I feel like
what else have we learned today?
21.
Oh, okay, good.
People learned about how I got arrested on the streets. On the gritty streets.
Don't smoke in the project.
Manhattan. Don't smoke on 8th Avenue.
Don't walk
city.
Down the street next to Rob. Don't
do that. Yeah.
Your sister looks a little like you.
Does she?
Yes.
All right.
Somewhat. There it is.
That means you're beautiful, Rob.
I am beautiful.
Well, Once again, thank you, Noah, for saying it for me.
Well, you made it sound like she had, like, triple D's or something.
Well, that's not a profile shot.
All right, I'm ending this avenue of discussion.
Or side boob shot.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What else did we learn?
I think Noah likes his sister more than I do.
Noah, do you want to make out with my sister or something? That's kind of weird.
Next week on the live cast.
No.
No. And then you can make out with Tal, Rob.
I don't.
Sibling rivalry.
I think Tal's fist would be like in Rob's face before.
Maybe I'm into
that
sort of thing. How do you know?
To fruition. This is not going to happen. No.
What are you saying? I'm not beautiful?
How about then, wait, what if Tal makes out with your sister and you make out with Noah? What about that?
We decided that's not going to happen.
Oh, Rob
ago.
With his phone not on vibrate.
That's his sister calling,
is
telling
it?
Us to shut the fuck up.
His sister, who is it?
Stop calling her attractive.
The hell does Frank want?
Anyway.
There's only 10 more minutes until your girlfriend arrives, kids. Maybe we should wrap it up.
No, she's running a little bit late.
No, she's running late. Why don't we talk about
is her period running
the complete
late?
Sellout?
What?
Is her period running late?
My period?
Her period. Is it running late? Are you going to be her
did
period?
Did you impregnate her?
No, I didn't.
With your words?
Did you stick
with your text messages?
I'm not going to answer that.
So you did stick your penis in her?
I'm not going to answer that.
Exactly.
Right. So then you did. Because if you didn't, you would have said no.
Okay, sure.
No, I don't agree with that.
That's a tactic I use, but...
Did you try anything in something that we learned on Sexual Jeopardy on her? Did you try anything?
I haven't known her long enough yet.
Did you Embalula Google her? Oh, wait, that's death or no job.
Yeah. Get them mixed up.
Would you fuck her on her period?
I like her enough that I think I would do that.
Mm.
But I mean, that's not a big deal to me.
Would you let her
down on someone on their period?
That was going to be my next question. Would you do that? Do you like her that much?
That's a no-go for me.
Depends on what the situation is, I suppose. I'm not gonna eat cherry pie, but
you mean
if it's almost done, then I just wouldn't put my tongue inside. I'd stay on the outside, and I'd be fine.
You like chunks, I guess.
No, there's not period chunks on the clit. I would hope, right? No,
do
you get like period chunks all over your clit?
No, but what if she gets excited and then
fluid
comes out and like a chunk of her uterine wall comes out with it?
But I'm on the clit.
So it's like a fortune cookie. Anyway.
I know, but what if your chin happens to touch it?
I'll wash my chin. That's what the facial hair is for. It catches all the discharge and then I just scrub it off.
You're going to look like you fought a mixed martial arts match when you've done that.
But what if some blood gets in your mouth? How would you feel about that?
I've never tasted it, so I don't
what
know.
What if there's like a piece of like her flesh, like in between your teeth, and you go and you look
her flesh or wait?
No, like like the stuff that's in the period.
I don't know what stuff is in there because I don't eat that. So if I
well, if you do find stuff
me,
that you don't know is what it is, and you find it,
yeah, I guess that would creep me out.
Would it creep you out?
So you only lick the clit when you go down on
it? No, but if I knew that she was still sort of on her period, then I would just stick to the clit.
Would you let her stick her finger in your ass?
No, I would not let anybody.
What if you were on your period? On your ass period.
Oh,
diarrhea.
What? Wipe it a little.
Now
far.
Here's the question: what if she didn't ask? What if she just did it?
What would you do?
I would jump the hell off and be like, "Yeah, that's not happening."
Wow.
What if
you're laying down and she does it?
If I'm laying down, how is she getting her hand in there? That would.
What if
she wouldn't be able to stick the hand in there?
What if you're laying down and she's giving you a blowjob and then she just kind of sneaks it?
If I'm laying down, there's no way to sneak it. I would feel
the
hand going there.
I had the sneak finger once done to me.
And what'd you do?
Well, how were you positioned?
I was sitting on the bathtub, edge of the bathtub, getting head, and I had a little reach around at the moment, and it felt good at the time, and then it kind of
dirty boy down.
But then it kind of disturbed me after.
Because it felt too good.
Well,
because she gave you a wet willy with that finger after.
Have long nails.
A brown wet willy. Yeah, it wasn't like I need to do that now. I can't live without it. You know, but it didn't it bothered me that I didn't
show
like
Rob
that
how
much.
It happened.
No, Rob, get on the bathtub edge.
Show us on the Rama where she touched you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was right here.
Will you tell us if she tries to sneak a finger in there?
Will you report back to us?
I don't know. I'd have to get permission, but I don't think...
Permission? Who is this, and what have you done with Sid?
Part of the team now.
Yeah, it's true, I agree with that.
So, you agree with which one of us?
I agree with Sid, because...
You still ask me questions.
And you answer them. Obviously, you don't care about your significant other as much as I care about mine, and I've been inside 3 weeks.
I do care about him. I'm just not insecure with things that I do.
It's not about insecure. It's about being respectful.
Privacy. Can I ask you a question? Because tell them true or false. When you have said, I don't want to talk about that, do I continue asking you? No.
Not you, Darren, but Sid does.
Okay. And then you answer. All I need to do is ask twice. You say no the first time, and then you give everything up the second time I ask.
I don't know about Sid, but I back off.
I don't give it up the second time you ask. And if it's something that I don't mind talking about, then I talk
about
it.
Okay, so then that's fine. So
when I do mind, I say I'm not talking about it, and then I don't answer. And then you keep asking, and it just sounds really pathetic and like bad radio. So I just answer.
Okay, well, there you go.
To save the show for the sake of the show.
See, she loves the show more than you do, Sid.
I think it's not that she loves the show more than I do. I think it's that she knows that without those things, her contribution is pretty much only on the production end.
Wow.
Whereas we do other things.
Wow, harsh. Harsh.
Uh-huh. Cat has claws, a little scratchy for the ugliest guy in the room. Let's get ready to rumble! There's a little
whatever, Sid.
All right.
I can also contribute to this show.
Yeah, I said.
And it's not... No, it
make
wasn't
the best
that.
Ofs.
I do the production for
yeah,
the show.
Yeah.
I record everyone's.
Yeah,
thing.
That's what I said.
I've written the store commercial. I've done plenty for the show. So
yeah,
don't
but that
talk to me like
that
I
was
do
like
anything
the
except talk about sex.
That's mostly what you do, though. On air. Are you going to deny that, really?
Okay. Well, maybe if you had more, you know, to contribute besides those stupid questions, I would have more.
They're
to
not
talk
stupid.
About.
Everybody loves that. That's like everybody's favorite part of the show.
What?
I don't think so.
The After Dark. The listeners love when you talk about that stuff. Who are you kidding?
That is true, but I'm not going to say
it's because
only,
it's not.
It's the major.
That's not the only thing.
I'm an asshole. That's my major contribution. She talks about her sex life. That's her major contribution.
Darren also talks about his sex life, but you're not giving him shit right now. Why are you giving
me
shit?
What
I'm a girl?
What shit am I giving you?
He doesn't care that much about my sex life.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because you say that I don't contribute to anything else except my sex
I
life.
I said it was your major you contribution.
Oh, no, geez. You said that this was my only contribution.
Yeah, you said it was her only contribution.
All right, then.
So you take it back, Sid?
At this point, I guess I shouldn't, right? Because that would sort of be a sign of weakness.
But you are weak.
If you want to talk about your sex life openly because you need your girlfriend to give you permission, then you are
weak. I'm just respectful. I just
where's
don't feel the need. And you could say no to all those questions and not answer them, and then we'd stop asking. But you keep answering, so we keep asking.
Because I'm not ashamed
you set
of
your own guidelines.
That I've done.
Okay. I'm not either. But you've told us that your significant other gets a little upset sometimes when he hears you talking about it.
Yeah.
Do you care?
Of course I care.
So then why do you keep doing it?
And there are things that I haven't said
but
that I've done.
That you have
wait. What haven't you said?
Oh. Well, those things
I was
going to
gloss
about.
Over that this time. I was going to let that go.
Those are things I won't talk about because I do care about my significant other. And he's asked me not to talk about certain things, and I haven't talked about them.
But the stuff you do talk about, he's okay with?
Everything I've said for a lot of the stuff, he's uncomfortable with other people knowing it, but he's okay with it.
How could you be both? If he's uncomfortable, then he's probably not okay with it.
But we don't even mention his name or anything.
No.
So who cares? Right? I mean, like...
Yeah, I mean...
Only Frank would know.
Can I... And I hate to be the peacemaker because this is very entertaining, but I'm still going to try because I like the both of you. I feel that... If she wants to talk about it and is okay with it, that's good. And if you don't want to talk about it, we should respect that, too.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I don't really give a shit, to be honest with you, about Sid's sex life.
Then why were you asking?
I don't want to think about it.
I do.
Then why were you asking?
But if he says no, then that's fine, too.
You were the one that was asking, though.
Yeah.
So then,
because I wanted to see if you could take what you
did. But you just said you don't give a shit and you don't want to hear about
just,
it.
I don't care.
You were hoping I wouldn't.
It was for the radio.
Pick a side.
I don't care.
Pick a side.
How about you
you're
pick
waffling.
A side? Because you keep waffling.
On what? On what?
On how you're talking to me right now.
What do you mean?
You're either, you know, like, with this or you're not.
With what? Which this? I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Like, what is your problem right now?
I don't have a... Who said I had a... Did I say I had a problem?
You fucking talk to me and your nostrils start flaring. So what's your issue?
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
A revelation.
Was I angry at some point? No, I just said I'm not going to answer the
question.
Well,
you did switch into asshole mode, though. I will.
For comedy. It's funny.
It's not funny.
It's funny to me.
It's not funny.
It's funny to me, and if I stop doing things on the show that are funny to me, then I should just not do the show.
Okay, well, there's no reason for you to insult me.
You called me the ugliest guy in the room. What the fuck?
I didn't do that
about?
On air. I don't know.
Okay, so
that's,
what the hell's the difference? That means it's more serious if you're doing it off air. Because it's not done for comedy, then, is it?
I don't need to do it on air because that's not what I want to go across the airwaves about you. I don't need to, for
you
everyone
said such
to...
fucked up shit about Rob and Darren on air, and that's fine somehow now. But
okay.
I
calling Rob a boot face is
you
funny.
Thought, you've, okay.
Okay? If I...
These lines are, like, completely arbitrary. Completely arbitrary.
Okay. Not, none of this is going on air anyway.
Okay.
We can keep arguing into our microphones.
That was
not,
so good. This is comedy.
It's not comedy, because I don't want you to attack me like this. Because I won't come to the show.
Well, who attacked? Did I attack, really?
Yes.
What was the attack? Who was the attack?
I'm staying out of this.
Do you... Okay, I'll stop this, and I'll... And
don't
I'll
stop,
because
you can't do
that,
both?
That my only contribution to the show is sex talk? Okay.
It's what everybody loves you for, the listeners.
You didn't have to say that was the only thing. I agree that I enjoy it, but
she's
an interesting personality. That's why I enjoy it, not because that's all she's good at.
Well, I said production.
All right.
Which
I
is the most important
involved,
thing on the show. The show wouldn't happen without the production. So beyond that, you wouldn't even have to contribute anything else, but you do.
Yeah, but that's a backhanded compliment.
I'm not going to contribute anything. We'll see how well you guys do.
That's fucked up. They're bringing me into it now.
You mean you won't contribute anything on air?
I won't say anything on air anymore. I'll just do the voice in the production.
I don't want that.
No, it'll just be three guys talking.
Good job, Sid.
We've done shows with only two hosts, and they've always been fine.
So don't egg her on to leave the fucking show.
Huh?
Don't egg her on to leave the show.
She's not going to leave the show. That's ridiculous.
I want you to stay.
But I'm not going
to
back down either, so.
I want you to talk.
And I'll do the production.
You say that this week. Will you still say that next week, or will you completely forget about this whole argument?
Well,
you'll probably forget about this whole argument.
Are we doing the show next week?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to say anything.
I just want to know, are you still going to lunch tomorrow, the two of you?
No, I'm working from home tomorrow, so that's not an option. Yeah.
Oh, okay. One of you is going to be hanging out with the drummer from Avenged Sevenfold in heaven.
I'm not recording any of this
anymore. But it already recorded.
How much did you record?
Wait, please don't erase it, though. We don't have to air it, but I want to hear that back. Okay?
Why do you want to listen back to it? That's weird.
We don't have to, because it was funny.
Okay.
We won't have to put it on the air if
you
want.
I got to go pick up my lady from the train station on 8th Avenue.
Can you get me two slices all done, please?
It was. If you listen back to it in a calmer mood, you're going to see that was fun.
Pizza, anyone? No?
No.
You see, like, stuff like that, I don't want it to be on air.
You don't have to. I already invoked my take that off the air clause, so I can't say nothing to you.
If you want to take it off, that's fine. Whatever.
You have the right to say that. Yeah. Maybe one day, like, you'll calm down and you'll think it's funny and we'll do it like a behind the scenes. Okay, that's a bad idea to say that. that was out of line. So I agree.
This proves one other thing. Like, that time when I said that thing to Lewis in the chat room about you two not liking him. And it seems like I like to stir up the tension without being involved in it.
Yeah.
Threw myself right in that shit.
Yeah, but, you know, I love...
What? No, you just... Yeah.
You're just being a dick, dude.
Okay.
I contribute to lots of...
There's nothing redeeming about what you said.
You mean you can't save it out of the fire?
Yeah, like, it was just wrong. There was nothing positive.
About 106 degrees in here now.
Bring something to the table.
Just stop. It was funny the first time. If you're going to drag it out.
And.
Are you going to lose the whole show?
I'm just not going to touch anything. I'm just going to be able to go back.
Can you get it from